Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Security week. What happens during that week? I don't really know. That's why we bring in the experts and the pros to talk about it. Jeffrey Ziplow from CLA. Jeffrey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Listen, I have to tell you as a preface here, it's not that I'm cynical about, you know, conversations about cybersecurity, but you know, outside of people changing their passwords and so on, like I'm always curious as to how threatened people actually are and the real things they can do to avoid it. Because I sort of feel like my stuff's out there and I can't change that.
Well, we can't change it, but there's quite a bit that we can do about it. I mean, as we know, the attackers, the predators prey on emotional situations, and certainly our pandemic is a situation where there are lots of emotions and really lots of opportunities to take advantage of people. And so there are certain things that we can do above and beyond changing our password. That's one thing, certainly. But I always use the phrase stop, think, and react. And it really has to do with emails that you receive, because that's really an attack vector that is really ramping up or has been ramping up, certainly over COVID. And we need to really understand, you know, is this a real email? Do we really need to respond immediately to this email?
Right.
That's certainly one thing to think about.
You know, whether it's Spotify or Acorns, or I think of investment stuff, Robinhood, Apple, I'll get like stuff that looks branded that somehow they say, oh, this something's been, you know, infiltrated, so and so on, click here. And my questions are, how do you know they're authentic or not? And then what actually happens if it's not and you click on it? Are you automatically compromised, or it's only if you give over information?
Well, that's a complex question. Most of the time, they are not real, right? No one's going to be reaching out from Microsoft, as an example, to talk to you. So we need to really think about, and again, it goes back to that stop, think, react. There are certain things, keys that you can do. You can hover over the links in the email just to see, do they make sense? Are they really coming from Apple? One of the things I typically do is, you know, I'm not going to respond. And if I don't respond and I start getting more of these emails, well, maybe I need to, again, think about it more. But clicking on links is a big no-no. And if you do click on a link and it just doesn't seem right, the important thing is go and talk to someone. If you're with a business, go talk to your IT immediately,
right?
Because you might have just created something that they can stop if they know about it.
We're talking with Jeffrey Ziplow from CLA. It is Cybersecurity Awareness Week and a month, excuse me. And I think that's all really interesting information. If you actually want to take the next step, obviously, if you get something like that and want to know for sure, you call the company yourself and then say, no, there's no problem. You know what I mean? Like you can just say, you know, you call them directly, and that seems to also work. You know, what sort of stuff, you know, when they have these months and weeks, like, you know, in terms of information, is it just good to bring up the topic and talk about it? Or are there resources that people can access that can help them learn about? Like, what sort of stuff is out there?
Well, the internet is full of information. The one thing I would certainly want people to think about to protect themselves is something called multi-factor authentication, which is and implementing multi-factor authentication. We've seen some of it with the financial institutions where you have a user ID and password, something you know, but that multi-factor is something you have, which is typically like a cell phone where they can text you or send you an email that says, hey, is this really you? And having multi-factor authentication on bank accounts, on different access to systems is one of those things that it's not a nice to have anymore. It's a have to have. We have to protect ourselves.
You know, we're talking with Jeffrey Ziplow from CLA about cybersecurity. What about your phone? You know, when a lot of the phones, they have all, you can keep all your passwords sort of like in your phone and they automatically come up, or, you know, they go past the actual password input if you have like facial, like eye mm-hmm. recognition. Are those really safe?
Those are safe, but we also want to make sure that we have a password on our phone and that it locks our phone after 10 seconds, 15 seconds, because attackers can, if they steal your phone and you don't have a password on your phone, they would have access to all of your passwords. So we need to be careful about
yeah.
that.
All right, listen, before we let you go, any other trends, you know, that people should be thinking about or that you see through your office that people should be aware of?
Well, I would say that one of the biggest issues right now is ransomware. And we need to be very cautious about opening up email and clicking on any links, because that inadvertently could download some software that could start encrypting information. But the problem nowadays with some of the newer ransomwares is that it'll also exfiltrate information from your network, from your computer. And so, you know, what many people don't know is that the average cyber attack takes more than 200 days to detect. So people are out there for a while, and we just need to do our best to stop, think, and react to, you know, clicking on any type of links.
So we have these ads. Just one last question, just personal curiosity. I hear these, I think it's Newt Gingrich, about like title lock, how people can steal your title and actually refinance or sell your home without you knowing. I mean, is that actually possible?
It is possible, yes, because, you know, one of the things that we have learned through social media is that people will put almost anything on their social media, including personal information. And using personal information, plus if credentials and other information was compromised through other types of attacks, that could be, you know, that situation could happen, yes.
All right. Well, this is a very good conversation. I'm sorry for all the, you know, sort of strange questions, but I'm always sort of trying to go past, you know, sort of the headline information to get stuff for people to pay attention to. Jeffrey, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Have a great day.
You too. You too. Jeffrey Ziplow from CLA talking about cybersecurity. And you wonder, you know, the anecdotes of people getting wiped out and so on. But, you know, I don't know anyone that's happened to, knock on wood. And so I just, you know, I wonder how much is myth and how much is reality. And when your information gets compromised and people profit off it, you, and how do they actually do that besides just selling the information? It's always, I don't know, it's just scary, but also fascinating at the same time.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.